This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A man who police say faked his own death and then fled to Europe is now in custody. That's according to Vine, an online victim notification network. They say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail just before 5 p.m. Tuesday. Borgwart was reported missing in August after a kayaking trip in Green Lake, prompting local, state, and federal officials to spend months looking for the man that they thought had drowned. In November, police announced they thought Borgwart faked his death to be with a woman in Uzbekistan. Borgwart later made a video proving he was alive and well. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office is holding a news conference on the topic today. Children's Wisconsin, including the location in the Fox Valley, has new policies for visitors starting today. Officials say the policy change is part of its viral season precautions. The updated policy will only allow visitors ages 12 and older. Only 4 people are allowed at the patient's bedside, except in the Fox Valley NICU, where only 2 people are allowed bedside. And each patient is limited to a fixed list of 6 approved visitors throughout their entire stay. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he'd be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons, and it's stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tomei Olson has the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebrough, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the 3 were charged with 1 count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebrough, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking a court order to resolve a discrepancy between state and federal laws about what date the state's presidential electors must meet to cast Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes for President-elect Donald Trump. State law calls for the meeting to take place on December 16th of this year. But a 2-year-old federal law says the vote must take place this year on December 17th. The Wisconsin Republican Party filed a lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court seeking an order that electors follow the federal law and cast their votes on December 17th. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to the press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The 87-year-old DePere fisherman who fell through the ice in the Bay of Green Bay in Suamico Monday evening has died. This is the second ice-related death from Monday. While the temperatures are dropping, officials across the area warn winter enthusiasts that the ice is not uniform and is very dangerous. Vicki Bayer, the Green Bay Area Public Schools interim superintendent, will remain in her position through the end of the 2025-26 school year. The district's Board of Education voted unanimously to extend her contract this week. The district will use the extra time to explore options for hiring a superintendent for the 2026-27 school year. Bayer has been interim superintendent for 9 months following the resignation of Claude Tiller in March. Crashing temperatures take aim today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
The Green Bay Area Public Schools District has released what it calls the Portrait of a Graduate. Starting in July, the district sought input from students, staff, families, and community members. That input was turned into a vision of what a Green Bay grad should look like. It identifies 5 key categories of skills, traits, and characteristics a student should possess before graduation. To learn more about the Portrait of a Graduate, see our story at WGBW.fm. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers:
Listen, I thought both teams, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last 3 in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend, actress Shailene Woodley, says she hasn't spoke much about her breakup with Rodgers because it makes her cry. The 33-year-old actress told Yahoo Entertainment she stayed with Rodgers because she was depressed and a very empathetic person. She called her relationship with the Jets quarterback toxic. If she ever meets former Jets coach Robert Saleh, sparks will fly. Influencer Brecky Hill is finally addressing the rumors that she is the reason for Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter's breakup. The 21-year-old OnlyFans star Brecky, if that is her real name, released a TikTok video to say she's never even met or encountered Keoghan. If you're trying to procrastinate at work, you can check out said TikTok video, where at about 2 minutes into it, you'll wonder if you are actually losing IQ points, and will come to the conclusion that she is definitely sleeping with Barry Keoghan. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The 3-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Fox went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Fox's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.